Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Round two. Name that tune.
TV show edition. Are you guys ready for tune and clue number 9? Do we have a scoreboard update?
Yes. Hot Wings, 6. Me, 2. Steve is tied with Tommy and Mate, though he wasn't here the last segment.
Okay. We'll see if he can do any better, or if you guys can do any better. Continue on with tune and clue number 9. In this show, the main character is one in a long line of young women chosen for a specific mission.
Maitland. Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
To seek out and destroy vampires.
Was that your show?
No, I watched it for the first time. I started it around this time last year, and it took me until like May of this year to finish it.
Oh, yeah, really?
Like 25 seasons.
There's a lot.
Is it really that many? Is there a ton?
And there's, I don't know if there's 25, but it's a lot. And every episode's 45 minutes to an hour.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's some time.
So it takes a long time.
Did you like it?
I loved it.
Okay, so by the end, you weren't like, oh, thank God.
No, I wish there was more. I mean, there is. There's the spinoffs, but
there were 7 seasons. Yeah.
Yeah. It's definitely a favorite, like a fan favorite type of show. I think I've only seen like 1 episode, but I know everybody who likes it loves it.
All right. We continue along with tune and clue number 10. This show reveals the world from a baby's point of view. Everything looks bigger, more mysterious, and uncontrollable.
Maitland. Rugrats?
That's right.
Hey, great. Tommy, surprised you didn't get that. You still watch it.
Yeah. Tommy Pickles and me are like the same person.
There are some similarities, yeah.
My dad hated this show. He thought the way that they were animated and drawn was so creepy.
I agree.
So he was like, I'm not watching this with you.
I agree. I think that cartoon came out, I think around the time I was like babysitting age, which I didn't babysit a lot, but I would babysit the neighbors across the street. And they wanted to watch it all the time. I was in 9th or 10th grade, and I was just like, I find them very off-putting.
Yeah. He loved the Angry Beavers, though. That was his show.
Angry Beavers was hilarious.
You can really tell Hot Wings and your dad are from the same generation.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. So are you.
I'm not the one bitching about Rugrats. Yeah. I'm young at heart.
But if you saw them, don't you think they're kind of creepy, too?
Yes.
They're kind of drawn gross.
Drawn gross.
Yeah. They are drawn gross.
Yeah, I hate them.
Every one of them looks like they stink.
Yeah.
Well, they're babies.
And that one, I don't know which one's which, but which is the kid that sounds like he's always talking through his nose?
Chucky.
Yeah.
He doesn't have a mom.
I'm like, oh.
He doesn't have a mom.
I can see why.
How did he become a baby?
If I had a kid that sounded like that, I'd have left too.
She died.
I thought you meant like it was immaculate.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here's your TV tune and clue number 11.
Dad found him in a microwave.
Oh, God. In this TV show, this main character returns to his old high school, this time as a teacher. He's put in charge of a class full of unruly remedial students.
Tommy.
Free beer.
Welcome back, Cotter.
Oh. That's right. This is my favorite TV show as a kid.
I love this, too.
Yes, I have it on DVD.
I thought John Travolta's character was the funniest thing ever.
Me, too. He's so fine.
What?
Oh, my God.
Up your nose with a rubber hose.
To that same. And then there was Rorschach.
Mr. Carter.
I hated him.
But those dreams have remained and they've turned around. Who'd have thought they'd lead ya?
Who'd have thought they'd lead ya?
Back here where we need ya.
Back here where we need ya.
Yeah, we tease him a lot. Cause we got him on the spot. Welcome back.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back.
Yeah, I think a core memory for me, my dad would wake me up. I think this show would come on at like 9 or 10 o'clock at night. And he would wake me up sometimes and be like, hey, Kelly, you want to come watch Welcome Back, Kotter?
Really?
That's a cool memory.
Swear to God. And then that's I think. I was like 10, and I really, really wanted Welcome Back, Kotter on DVD. And that was when DVDs like kind of first came out. Maybe I was like 13, actually. Yeah. And he got me like the 2-season CD because I think it was only around for 2 seasons.
Yeah, it left a mark, even though it wasn't. I would have thought it was on a lot longer than it was.
I love that show so much. All right, we continue along with TV Tune and Clue number 12. The goal of this show seems to be to offend as many people as possible.
Free beer. Wings.
Free beer.
South Park.
That's right.
I'm going down to South Park, going to have myself
you
time.
You guys know things there?
Friendly faces everywhere.
No idea.
Isn't it oh God.
I have a guess now.
The bass player.
You're on track.
Yeah, Maynard.
Nope. It's Les Claypool.
Les Claypool.
Oh.
Come on down South Park and meet some
from Primus.
That's, yeah, I was trying to think of Primus. Is what, yeah.
Oops, sorry. All right, we continue on with Tune and Clue number 13. Steve is back.
Hi.
Hi, Steve. Steve, you're tied with Tommy.
I'm really laughing about something I heard on my favorite morning show, the Free Beer and Hot Wings show.
Yeah, what is that?
When I got out of the car, and you guys were talking about Rugrats, and Maitland was defending Chucky, saying he didn't have a mom. And yeah. Free Beer's response was, he didn't have a mom. How did he become a baby?
They found him in a microwave.
That really got me.
We have enjoyed, I don't know if the photo you sent.
Oh, yes.
Of your boy. I love that so much.
It's got high hopes.
He's a pistol.
Yeah.
All right, we continue on with Tune and Clue number 13. This show is all about a group of degenerates who love nothing more than a scheme, conspiring, and mostly reveling in each other's misery, whether gaming the welfare system,
Maitland.
Exploiting dumpster babies,
Tommy.
Making fun of crippled Maitland.
It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
There it is. I love that the theme song is so opposite the tone of the show. I've always enjoyed it.
This is an instrumental called Temptation Sensation by Heinz Kiesling. Mm. All right. We're moving along to Tune and Clue number 14. This show is about four women who live together in Miami.
Golden Girls.
We turn back up.
Thank you for being a friend. Travel down the road and back again. Your heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant.
They're doing a new Golden Girls, right? A knockoff?
What?
Or
are they?
A reboot?
Oh, no.
With new people?
My God.
Steel Girls?
I don't know if they're naming it Steel Girls, nor why they would.
Silver Girls?
Yeah.
Right, guys?
So Silver would be slightly younger, yeah. Like half the age of the girls who were golden? Yeah.
Bronze Girls. Mm-hmm. They're in their 30s.
Yeah. I love Tommy's metal bits.
Isn't this a part of Young Science?
Yeah.
Thinking of those alloys again. Hell yeah.
Oh, God.
Tommy, name a popular alloy. Quick.
Marsupial. What? That, what?
Yeah, there's no one better under pressure.
Yeah.
Oh, hydraulic press.
Making a note here to pull that. Hold on one
yeah, understood.
Second.
Understood.
We're going to see that on social later and hear it in imaging here.
All
right. We continue along with TV Tune and Clue number 15. Although she appears to be just a typical teenager to most of her classmates and
Maitland.
Teachers. Maitland.
Hannah Montana.
Man.
What's the name of the song, Maitland? Best of Both Worlds.
Yeah.
What is it?
Best of Both Worlds.
Oh, I get it.
Hot styles, every shoe, every color. Yeah, when you're famous, it can
still
be kind of fun.
Always thought this show was about animals.
It's what? Really
you, but no one ever discovers.
books. It, in fact, does not disappoint. Are you cabbage patching?
I'm mixing it all together.
Oh, I get it.
All right.
I feel so dumb now.
You guys got six more chances, potentially, if we've got time.
Okay. Hotwing says seven. Mate has four. I have four.
Mm. All right.
Coming back.
I might throw in a double point here or there. You never know, just to catch up.
Oh, wow.
Here's your tune and clue number 16. In this show, a sex columnist and her three friends. Free beer.
Sex in the City.
That's right.
This song makes me crave Chick-fil-A sauce because when I was watching Sex and the City for the first time, I was really hyper fixated on these little chicken sandwich things that came in like pita pouches that I would always dip in Chick-fil-A sauce. Mm. But whenever I hear the Sex and the City theme, I'm always just like, Chick-fil-A sauce.
So this became your Pavlovian response instead of a bell and water.
Hey, I've got six things of Chick-fil-A sauce in here if you want some.
That song plays. Maitland just all of a sudden we see her dumping Chick-fil-A sauce on a donut. We're like, "What are you doing?" I'm like, "I don't know."
That's really funny.
She inherited her contract, Sarah Jessica Parker, to get every piece of clothing that her character wore.
Oh, that's awesome.
The only things she didn't keep are sometimes they were borrowed things from a fashion designer, or and she got a lot of the jewelry as well.
Dang,
what a smart move!
All right, tune in clue number 17. This modern soap opera mines the intertwined lives of the Cohen, Cooper, and Nickel families for drama. Ryan, a teenager from the wrong side of the tracks, finds himself in a well-to-do Newport Beach, an enclave of Southern California's Orange County. Taken in by a lawyer and his family, Hot Wings.
Oh, no, this isn't right. But I'll say it anyway. Beverly Hills 90210.
No.
Maitland. Oh, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
No.
Dang it.
Yeah, that was my guess.
Ryan winds up in the midst of snarky, wealthy high schoolers and their sun-drenched angst.
Steve.
Free beer.
The O.C.?
Yes!
Oh. Steve's been here for three clues. Takes a lead on Tommy.
Don't say it. Oh.
Yeah. This is millennial 90210. Yeah. It really is.
Yeah.
What is this called?
The O.C.
Oh, yeah.
Who is it? Is this...
If you tell me, I'll give you 5 points.
Yellow card.
Don't.
And California.
You got the song title right, so you get a point for that.
What's the band?
Phantom Planet.
Tommy, OC in this case stood for optional crotch, if you look it up.
Optional crotch.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, I'll be damned.
All right. TV tune and clue number 18. In this show, this family's father is a psychiatrist.
Hot Wings. Free beer.
Steve.
Hot Wings.
Growing Pains.
Oh, here comes. Everybody get your air guitar ready.
All right, I got a couple good more. I got two good ones.
Okay.
These are worth 5 points apiece.
Oh, okay.
Man.
So many.
TV tuning clue number 19. This show is an interpretation of the superhero story featuring a young version of the superhero. Come to grips. Free beer.
Smallville.
Oh. Yes, I'm going to start it
with. Somebody say.
Howing.
Remy Zero.
Yes, you get a... What's it called?
Oh, Save Me?
Yes! You get a 50 point.
Did we play that at the river?
I don't think so.
No?
I don't think so.
All right, final tune, final clue.
A new leader, by the way. I'm out in front now, thanks to that big five. Mm.
I know. I mean, I should have gotten that. I just couldn't do it fast enough. You're so quick.
This one's worth 5 points right here. Set in a storybook Connecticut town populated
Steve.
By
Hot Wings.
Steve.
Gilmore Girls.
Dang it!
Damn, man. And also ran on both of those.
I know we're gonna make it through. And I would go to the ends of
Is this where you summered?
Yeah, it is.
Gilmore, Connecticut?
Branford, but very close.
Okay. Surrounded by fast quips.
Yeah, and coffee shops.
So clever. I can speak. That was a fine list.
It was fun.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.